Shalom Aleichem for Shabbat Chol Hamoed Sukkot. We are continuing Mishneh Yomi, Chapter 7 of Bava Metzia, Mishneh Dalet Hei today. Friendly reminder, we have a three-day Yom Tov. I'm pre-recording for Wednesday, but we have Thursday, Friday, and Shabbat. So Erev Tavshilin. Got to make that Erev Tavshilin so we can prepare for Yom Tov for the needs of Shabbat. Let's pick it up, Mishneh Dalet. Haya Ose Betanim, a worker who's picking the figs. Lo Yechol Banovim. He can't eat the grapes. Be'anovim, if he's picking grapes, lo yochel betainim. He can't eat the figs. Now, he explained, the pasuk says, when you come into the vineyard of your friend, you can eat grapes to satisfy your soul, but don't put them in your kli. Now, if you're in the vineyard, we know you're eating grapes. Why does the Torah say eating grapes? Well, we're referring to a case where he's hired to harvest in a vineyard and the figs that are right next to the vineyard. So you might have thought, well, he could reach over and grab some figs while he's working on the grapes. No, if he's working on the grapes, only grapes. Working on the figs, only figs. But the Mishnah says, aval, but what can you do? Moneya et atzmo, you can hold yourself back. Ad shemegia lamakam hayafot v'ochel. So you get to a row with better quality. Maybe the row he's picking now, it's not so gishmak. He'll go to the next row or go to the next, you know, in the afternoon, he'll be picking figs. He'll save up his appetite until then and then eat more of what he really wants. V'chulan lo amru ele bishat malacha. The Mishnah adds, all of the entitlement to eat is only while he's actually working, not when he's on a break. He can't, you know, wait until lunch break and then take a bunch of grapes with him to eat with his lunch. Aval mishum ashevavayid lebalim amru, but because they're returning a lost object to the owners of the field and the vineyard. Now, really, they're not returning something lost. They're preventing a loss of valuable work time. Polin ochlin bahalichatan. Me'omen le'omen. The workers can eat while they're walking in between rows. They're not actually working. They're walking to the next work location, but we let them eat then because if they're, you know, eating grapes, you know, one for me, one for the balabite, you know, two for me, three for the balabite. You know, if they're just interrupting work all the time to snack, which they're entitled to do so, then you are costing time to the employer. And also when they're returning from the gat to get another load of grapes to press in the gat, they can do so. Of a chamor and a donkey loaded with produce, who's schlepping produce, kashahi poreket. Even during unloading, the donkey is still allowed to eat. You know, the produce, some of the produce is still on its back. It's still considered the work time for the chamor. And of course, a person carrying a load on his shoulder, same thing. On to Mishnah, hey, ochel poel kishut afilu bediner. The worker could eat a cucumber, even if it's a really big gishmak cucumber, a dinner cucumber. That's an expensive cucumber. V'chotevet, chotevet is a nice date, afilu b'dinar, even if it costs a dinar. So you see from here, you might have to spend a dinar to get a nice date for shidduchim purposes. But here we're talking about a worker who can eat the expensive one, even if he's not really getting paid a lot of money. Rabbi Eliezer ben Chisma Omer, lo yechepel yoter al scharo. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees. He says, listen, he shouldn't be eating something worth more than his wages. It just doesn't make sense. Chochamim matirim, the chochamim do allow it. Of all, but they say, melamdim et adam, we teach people, we send out the message, shalo yehei ravtan, don't be gluttonous. If you're hired to work on someone's cucumbers, and you go over and eat the prized cucumber, the biggest one of the bunch right away, yehei sotim et hapetach befanav, he's basically closing the door in front of his own face. He's not going to get hired by that cucumber patch again. The idea being, you have an entitlement from the Torah to eat, but being gluttonous, the employer might choose to hire someone else in the future. And this is a more general concept when we go back to work after Sukkot, when Sukkot is over, and Nebuch, we got to go back to the office or wherever it is. You know, really, people working in an office, there's a certain level that you can check your email, you can look at your phone, you can make personal calls. Sometimes some allow it on break, some allow it, you know, anytime it's absolutely necessary. But don't overdo it. Don't take more for yourself than you're entitled to, than is normal. And really, it's best for us. We're learning Torah, we're learning Mishnah, we're trying to be the messengers of Hashem in this world. It's important for us to go above and beyond and exhibit, be a model of proper behavior at the workplace, in the home, in any place. Yashar kochachem, tizkul mitzvot, Shabbat shalom, chag sameach.